If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Darkcast Network. Welcome to the dark side of podcasting.
Imagine getting into a relationship that is so controlling that you begin to lose touch with your friends and family. The isolation, while gradual at first, becomes so complete that it takes nearly 3 years before anyone realizes that you've gone missing. As unbelievable as it may sound, that's exactly what happened to Fawn Mountain. Fawn was in a relationship with a woman named Heather Dybert, and she was so far under Heather's control that she eventually lost all ties to the outside world. On the evening of November 5th, 2012, Fawn went into the trailer that she shared with her partner, Heather. By the next morning, she was gone, and no one has seen her since. It wouldn't be until April 2015 that Fawn's family would realize she'd been gone for years, and they filed a missing persons report. Now, in 2023, a high-profile arrest has the possibility of leading to justice for Fawn Marie Mountain. When a person goes missing, there's a special kind of pain in the not knowing. I want to tell you the stories of those who never came home. Today, I want to tell you the story of Fawn Mountain. I'm Kona Gallagher, and this is And Then They Were Gone. Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining me once again. I am Kona, and I'm usually joined here by my husband, Ethan, but he is out of town this week, so I am just doing it on my own. This is kind of an update episode, not on a case that we've actually covered, but on a case that we did have in our feed. Our friend and head of Darkcast Network, CJ, hosts a podcast called Beyond the Rainbow. She covered Fawn's case, and we did a feed drop of that episode on September 4th, 2022. This past week, CJ messaged me to let me know that there has been an arrest. Unfortunately, this arrest wasn't in Fawn's case, but there's a strong possibility that this could lead to some movement on that front. So this is a bit of an odd episode, but I wanted to make sure to get this information out there and hopefully give Fawn's case more publicity and pressure Pennsylvania State Police into, frankly, doing more. Next week, we should be back on track with our regular content. But for now, let's get into the update on Fawn Mountain. Fawn Marie Mountain was born on March 2, 1987, in Altoona, Pennsylvania, to Dorothy Mountain. Fawn is one of two children and has a brother, Alan. Fawn has been described as sweet and loving. She's the type of person who will do anything for you. And all right, that might not sound like anything too earth-shattering, but I do find it remarkable that Fawn was able to maintain such a sweet nature after experiencing so many hardships in life. As a child, Fawn was the victim of both physical and sexual abuse. Perhaps because of this, Fawn seemed to be on an endless quest for love. Fawn's case hasn't gotten a ton of media coverage, so we don't know a whole lot of details about her background. So for instance, I don't have exact dates, but when she was young, likely a teenager, Fawn became involved with a man who was abusive toward her. She eventually had two children with him. And after many years of horrible abuse, he left her. Unfortunately, as is the case in many abusive relationships, Fawn didn't see this as a chance for freedom and healing. She saw it as rejection. In her mind, it meant that she wasn't good enough. This led to her attempting to cope using drugs and alcohol. Fawn spiraled so far down that she eventually lost custody of her two children. Several years later, Fawn became pregnant again, only to have one of the worst things possible happen. Her baby was stillborn. Fawn named her daughter Kaden and had her cremated. Fawn kept her baby close and carried her ashes with her everywhere. In 2009, Fawn believed that her life was starting to look up when she met Heather Dibert in a bar. Fawn had never been in a relationship with a woman before, but Heather came in and swept her off her feet. Heather was about 6 years older than Fawn and probably seemed sure of herself and what she wanted, and what she wanted was Fawn. The two dated for a few months and then moved in together. Heather started showing her true colors almost immediately. She was extremely possessive of Fawn and didn't like her girlfriend spending time with other people. Fawn was actually flattered by what she saw as Heather's protective concern for her. Sometimes when you're dealing with a controlling relationship, it can be a little bit like a frog in boiling water. At first, it just seems as though the person is caring and protective, but then they start controlling more and more. You can only talk to certain people. You can only go to certain places at certain times. And in extreme cases, you become a literal prisoner. Fawn's family saw this happening. They cared about her, and Fawn was close with her mother, brother, and her cousin, Bridget Gill. But they began seeing less and less of Fawn. Heather was slowly but surely isolating Fawn from her loved ones and making her completely dependent on her. Fawn was not permitted to get a job, and eventually she couldn't even have possession of her own cell phone. Heather had calls made to Fawn forwarded directly to her. But soon this wasn't even enough for Heather. Even though Fawn had no job and no phone, Heather was still concerned that her partner would be going out and doing things that she didn't approve of. So to mitigate this, Heather would often have Fawn come to work with her. But Fawn wouldn't actually go to work. She would be locked in the car while Heather worked her shift. Heather would even set the car alarm so that if Fawn got out, she would know. On days that Heather didn't do this, she would leave Fawn at home in their trailer, but she would padlock it from the outside in order to ensure that Fawn could not leave. What's even more chilling about this story is that Heather allegedly had help from her family. On the days she would leave Fawn locked in the trailer, she would have her mother go by and check on Fawn to make sure that she wasn't doing anything that Heather didn't approve of. Heather's brother Mike lived in the trailer next door with his girlfriend Stephanie. Stephanie wasn't really a fan of Heather or what she was doing to Fawn. On the days when Fawn was locked in the trailer, the two women would have conversations through the windows. That is, of course, until Heather's mother found this out. She reported back to Heather, and Heather boarded up the windows to keep the two from communicating. Occasionally, Fawn would escape, and having no money or resources, she would always run to her mother Dorothy's house. Heather would eventually find out and bang on the door until Fawn came out and went back home with her. In addition to being held prisoner, Fawn was the victim of physical abuse. The police were called to their home many times, but according to court records, the worst thing that came out of these repeated calls was a 2010 charge of harassment subject to other physical contact that was withdrawn, and a guilty plea to a noise complaint in early 2012. And this noise complaint was allegedly due to a fight that Heather and Fawn had been having. And the police got there, and Fawn told them that she was being held there and felt like she couldn't leave and that Heather controlled everything. And the police are like, okay, well, leave though. Don't come back here. In other words, they did nothing to help. Fawn reportedly needed to go to the hospital so many times for her injuries that doctors became suspicious, forcing Heather to start taking Fawn to different hospitals. According to Dorothy, one of the times that she saw her daughter during all of this, she had bruises all over her neck from Heather strangling her. This in particular is important because out of all of the possible manners of physical abuse, strangulation is the single biggest predictor of homicide in abusive relationships. If your partner tries to strangle you, there is a 750% increase in the likelihood that your partner will use a gun to murder you within the next year. If there have been multiple strangulations, this number rises exponentially. There's a passage in a March 2023 article in the Daily Press written by Jamie Marshall that I find particularly interesting. It reads, quote, "Strangulation indicates a particular dynamic, coercive control. When a victim's throat lays in the hands of their abuser, a message is sent, one that says, I can kill you at any time." End quote. Coercive control was the hallmark of Heather and Fawn's relationship. Heather would tell Fawn that if she ever left her, she would throw Caden's ashes in the trash. This dynamic, however, wasn't unique to Heather's relationship with Fawn. According to Mike's girlfriend, Stephanie, she was concerned about Fawn's safety because at least four of Heather's former partners had filed restraining or protective orders against her. A 2019 WTAJ article would amend that number to six. On the Bring Fawn Marie Home Facebook page, a woman named Brittany shared her story of being married to Heather, though I don't know if their relationship was before or after Fawn. It reads in part, quote, "Next thing I know, she had me quit my job, which led to my car getting repoed. Then it turned into I had no phone and wasn't allowed to communicate with friends or family. We were isolated. The last thing gone was my kid's father. She made me go to the courthouse and file charges on him for touching her daughter, and it never happened. But it was that or something would happen. After that, I literally had no one I could run to for help at all. Anytime she went anywhere, I couldn't stay home. We had to go along. And if we stay home, she had her mom come check on us to make sure I was there, and I guess making sure I wasn't doing any, quote, sneaky shit," end quote. This account sounds almost word for word what happened to Fawn. Except Fawn didn't get out.
Has it ever felt like you're doing everything right? You're eating healthy, you're working out, and yet your energy still crashes, or your mood swings hit out of nowhere, like a twist in a crime story that you didn't see coming. Listen, I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one mystery that you can solve with Happy Mammoth. There's no need for a long investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. You answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can finally feel like yourself again. According to a survey, after taking Hormone Harmony, 86% of women started to lose weight. 77% said that it improved their mood. And the biggest benefit? 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code ATTWG at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code ATTWG for 15% off today.
Remember when I talked about True Diagnostics True Age Test? Well, I took it myself and the results blew my mind. I was very wrong. If you remember, I was worried about my brain and not my cardiovascular health. And it turns out my brain's fine, but my cardiovascular health needs work. But luckily, my biological age was really right on track with my actual age, which is good because research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, Your risk of developing diseases like cancer or heart disease can jump by as much as 30 to 50%. That's a big deal, and it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of biological aging is in your hands. It's driven by things like your lifestyle, your habits, and the environment you're in, which means that you have a lot of control over it. The True Age test didn't just give me a number. It showed how quickly my heart, brain, liver, and immune system are aging, and it was eye-opening. And I will say, I definitely picked up the workouts after I learned that my cardiovascular health isn't as good as I thought it was. The test itself was super easy and convenient. I did it from home, and it was just a quick, painless finger prick that I made Ethan do because I was too scared. You send it off in a tiny sample in a prepaid package, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you'll get a detailed online report about your aging and health. So if you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code ATTWG to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's truediagnostic.com and use ATTWG at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, you can build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended just for you. All you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. And the styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then when you're ready for new clothes, just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. So I've been using Armoire, and I'm actually wearing one of their shirts right now as I'm recording this, and it's a great idea. You don't have to commit to buying the clothes, but you can really start to explore your own personal style. Like if there's a trend or something that you've been wanting to maybe try but not commit to, this is absolutely perfect. Because if you don't like it, you just put it back in the bag and get something else. Because we've all been there. You open your closet, and even though it's packed, you feel like you have nothing to wear. And with Armoire, that's a thing of the past. They make it effortless for all women to turn heads with stylish everyday looks. You can rent high-quality designer clothing for any occasion, and it's all tailored to your personal style. Plus, you don't have to do laundry, and you don't have to go shopping. It truly could not be any easier. And right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month, which is up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/ATTWG. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/ATTWG to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. We sleep better when we sleep cool. As the weather is getting warmer, staying cool while we sleep will be top of mind. Organic and natural bedding sleeps cooler than cheaper synthetic alternatives, and they last longer too. A fresh season calls for a fresh start, and that includes your bed. From seriously soft organic cotton sheets to breathable silk and luxurious down duvets, Avocado Green's bedding makes it easy to reset your space sustainably. Perfect for hot sleepers in warmer months, Avocado Green sheets and duvet inserts are naturally breathable and help regulate temperature, so you sleep cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Avocado bedding is thoughtfully designed and expertly crafted for lasting durability. From reinforced stitching to premium long staple organic fibers, every detail is made to stand the test of time, wash after wash, season after season. We sleep better when we sleep cool, so head to avocadomattress.com today to save 10% on all bedding and 50% on clearance bedding. Avocado, dream of better. In February 2011, Fawn decided to risk it all in a bid for freedom. On this day, Fawn was locked in the car as Heather worked. She decided to make a run for it despite knowing that this would set off the alarm and notify Heather. She was able to get to a phone and called a friend to pick her up and take her back to the trailer so she could retrieve Caden's ashes. The friend took her, but when Fawn arrived, the trailer was locked. Desperate to get Caden's ashes, Fawn broke the lock and went in. Heather knew what Fawn was doing, so she called the cops and told them that Fawn was breaking into her home. Fawn was charged with felony burglary and trespassing in order to pay a $2,700 fine. That wasn't enough for Heather, though. She wanted to make sure that if Fawn tried to escape again, that she had nowhere to go. Later that year, Fawn filed a restraining order against Dorothy. Everyone, of course, believed that Heather forced her into doing this, but it worked. Fawn could no longer run to her mother. In October 2012, however, she did try. Fawn escaped once again and went to her mother's home. Heather called the police and told them that Dorothy was violating the restraining order. Police arrested her and Dorothy spent 2 days in jail. This was the last time that Dorothy ever saw her daughter. Despite this, Dorothy called the police and requested several welfare checks. Each time, they were satisfied that Fawn was fine. The last one was in November of 2012. Later that month, November 25th, 2012, Fawn accompanied Heather to her family's butcher shop, where they, along with Mike and Stephanie, helped Heather's parents clean and sterilize all of the equipment for deer hunting season. According to Stephanie, Fawn was in a good mood that day and said that she was looking forward to going home and watching horror movies. The next morning, Heather's parents came out to the trailer to pick everyone up to come back and help at the butcher shop. But Fawn wasn't there. When Stephanie realized this, she asked Heather where Fawn was. Heather calmly told her that she woke up that morning at 3:30 to go to the bathroom, only to find that Fawn had disappeared. She looked for her, but just assumed that Fawn had run away again. Despite Heather's long history of losing her fucking mind when Fawn tried to escape her clutches, Stephanie said that there were no such histrionics this time. Heather didn't go looking for Fawn after that alleged first search, nor did she contact Dorothy, Fawn's friends, or the police. Stephanie was already growing worried, but was filled with dread once she realized that Fawn didn't take anything with her, not even Caden's ashes. Stephanie contacted Dorothy, who immediately called the police, but they did nothing. They bought the story that Fawn left on her own and never filed a missing persons report. A week after Fawn was last seen, Heather and her father removed and replaced all of the carpet and floorboards in the trailer. A week after that, Heather left and moved to Ohio. She returned to Pennsylvania a few months later with a new girlfriend in tow. About 6 months after Fawn went missing, the Dieberts sold their butcher shop, including most of their equipment. Fawn had been so isolated from her family that it was years before anyone truly understood that she was missing. In 2015, Fawn's stepfather was in the hospital dying. He wanted to see Fawn before it was too late. Fawn's uncle contacted Heather, and it was only then that he and the rest of the family found out that Heather hadn't seen Fawn in nearly 3 years. Fawn's family contacted police once again, but they still did nothing. Fortunately, the family realized that Fawn's social security checks were still being sent to Heather's address. They filed a complaint with the social security office, and when Fawn never appeared in person to collect her money, the police finally agreed to file a missing persons report. According to a change.org petition started by Fawn's cousin Bridget, even then, the Greenfield Township Police did the bare minimum. They took statements from friends and neighbors, but according to Bridget, they were subsequently lost. The officer in charge of Fawn's case had also been fired, and no one else was ever put on her case after that. This caused Fawn's case to go cold purely through inaction. The case wouldn't be transferred to Pennsylvania State Police until 2017, nearly 5 years after Fawn was last seen. After finding all of this out, Bridget began to take the lead in getting justice for Fawn. She had billboards erected and raised $10,000 for a reward. The reward now sits at $20,000 thanks to a donation from YouTuber Kendall Ray earlier this year. Bridget contacted news agencies and held candlelight vigils. Despite this, police seemingly still haven't done much of an investigation. And because of that, Heather has never been named as a suspect or even as a person of interest in this case. As disheartening as that is, it doesn't mean that all hope is lost for Fawn, because Heather has been up to her old tricks. Heather has a lengthy criminal history that started back in 2003, well before meeting Fawn, and has continued to this day. She's been arrested for assault, passing bad checks, thefts, all sorts of things. She is currently married, and according to court records, Heather has been escalating her violent behavior. On October 18th, 2023, just a few months prior to this recording, Heather was arrested in Blair County, Pennsylvania, and charged with terroristic threats with intent to terrorize another, simple assault, unlawful restraint slash serious bodily injury, disorderly conduct engage in fighting, and harassment subject to other physical contact. She spent the night in jail before posting 10% of her $10,000 bond the next day. The last status update was on November 30th when the charges were held for court with her arraignment scheduled for January 5th, 2024. But that's not what prompted me to do this episode. The reason I'm bringing all of this to you today is because this arrest made Heather angry. So angry, in fact, that she allegedly hired someone to kill her wife and her family. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions that you wish to ask. And then she can either type a response or use their voice-to-text feature, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy. It's something that you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. And this is something that Ethan and I had been thinking about doing with our parents. We have this podcasting equipment, so we wanted to find a way for them to tell their story. But I love this because it's so regimented. They send them a question every week, and it just makes it really easy and turnkey. And it just seems like a great way for us to get our parents' stories down so that our children and our children's children can have them. So if you're interested, check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG at checkout for 15% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code ATTWG for 15% off today. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is so simple. Just fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. Effecty gave me the opportunity to try their service out, and I have to say, it is just as easy as they say it is. I filled out the questionnaire, and within days, a package arrived at my door filled with everything I needed and detailed instructions. Their website also tells you everything you need to know, and you can always chat with your healthcare provider. It really is that simple and convenient. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game, my listeners can now get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code ATTWG at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use the code ATTWG to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. So get started today.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Just 10 days after she was released on bail, Heather allegedly gave a man named Zachary Sellers a combination of money and drugs to burn down the house where her wife was staying with five other people. Shortly after midnight on October 28, 2023, Sellers headed to Napier Township to do just that. At the same time, Heather was traveling down to a strip club in Martinsburg, West Virginia, seemingly in hopes of building an alibi. Police used a combination of messages between Heather and Zach Sellers and their cell phone pings in order to build their case. Thankfully, Sellers wasn't extremely competent, and while he did throw a Molotov cocktail at the home with the intent of burning it down, he threw it on a porch. Family members inside realized that there was a fire and easily extinguished it. The only damage was to the porch itself, the siding, and some plastic toys. Police, of course, started looking into Heather immediately as she had just been arrested on those charges related to her wife. Despite the fact that police were already investigating her, Heather was arrested again on November 17th for violating the protective order that her wife had placed against her. Zachary Sellers was arrested on December 12th, and he immediately gave Heather up, telling police that after he had expressed concern about the fact that there were other people in the home, including children, Heather allegedly responded with, quote, "Kill them all," end quote. Heather was arrested shortly thereafter on 32 felony charges and 7 misdemeanors. The charges are as follows. 6 counts of conspiracy, aggravated arson, bodily injury. 12 counts of conspiracy, aggravated arson, person present inside the property. 6 counts of criminal solicitation, aggravated assault. 1 count of criminal solicitation, attempt, solicitation, conspiring to commit murder. 1 count of criminal attempt, solicitation, conspiring to commit murder. 4 counts of attempt, solicitation, conspiring to commit murder. 1 count of solicitation. 1 count of criminal solicitation, arson, endangering property, and reckless endangerment of inhabited buildings. And 6 misdemeanor charges of criminal solicitation, criminal homicide. 1 count of criminal solicitation, criminal mischief, damage property by intent, recklessness, or negligence. Heather's bail is currently set at $1 million. She remains in custody with her preliminary hearing scheduled for December 20th. We, of course, will keep you updated. Though these charges have nothing to do with Fawn's case, they, along with the other protective orders levied against Heather Dibert by past partners, show a pattern of violent and coercive behavior. Despite Vaughn's case gaining some level of notoriety in the past several years, Heather has been allowed to continue to terrorize the people whom she claims to love. Pennsylvania narrowly avoided having the blood of half a dozen dead bodies on their hands. Let's hope that they use this arrest as an opportunity to not only get Heather Dibert off the streets for good, but to get some sort of justice for Fawn Mountain and answers for her family. Fawn Mountain has been missing from Claysburg, Pennsylvania since November 26, 2012. Fawn is a white female with brown hair and blue eyes. Her ears and lip are pierced. She has a large tattoo on her back of an angel with wings and the words R.I.P. Caden, and a tattoo of the name Brayden on her neck. Fawn was 5'2" and approximately 105 pounds at the time of her disappearance. She was 25 when she went missing. She would be 36 today. Anyone with information on the disappearance of Fawn Mountain is urged to call the Pennsylvania State Police at 814-696-6100. You can see all the sources for this episode along with photos and videos at our website, andthentheyweregone.com. And don't forget to like us on social media. We're on Facebook at And Then They Were Gone Pod, and on Instagram and TikTok at ATTWGPod. Also, if you like what we're doing, please subscribe and consider leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It'll help new listeners find us. And we'll see you here next week for a brand new episode. And Then They Were Gone is hosted by Kona Gallagher and Ethan Flick, while research, writing, and editing is done by me, Kona Gallagher. Theme music is The Stork by Ketsa. Additional music is provided by Kai Engel. And Then They Were Gone is a Little Monster production.
Hey, you can do it!
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows you take pride in every project. So take on what's next today with a free Select Craftsman hedge trimmer or leaf blower when you buy a 20-volt push mower. That's a $119 value on reliable, high-performance Craftsman tools you trust. For the power to do it all, build, repair, restore, maintain, go with Craftsman. Available at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 5/21. While supplies last, selection varies by location.